Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. A Chinese national is found guilty of trespassing on a restricted area of President Trump's Mar-a-Lago, Florida resort. Today, a jury made up mostly of women convicted Yujing Zhang on two counts of illegal entry and lying to the Secret Service about why she was there. The 33-year-old claimed she was at the resort to swim, but she was carrying multiple cell phones, and prosecutors say a search of her hotel room turned up more devices, fueling concerns that she posed an intelligence threat. The nation is paying tribute to the nearly 3,000 lives lost when terrorists struck on U.S. soil 18 years ago today. And in what has become a solemn annual tradition, commemorations were held this morning at the sites of the attacks in New York City, near Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and at the Pentagon in Northern Virginia, where NPR's Greg Myrie reports President Trump spoke today.
On a warm, sunny morning, President Trump honored the nearly 3,000 people who lost their lives in the al-Qaeda attacks 18 years ago. He also cited developments in Afghanistan, including a Taliban bombing last week in the capital, Kabul.
We had peace talks scheduled a few days ago. I called them off when I learned that they had killed a great American soldier from Puerto Rico and 11 other innocent people.
The president said the U.S. is now hitting back.
The last 4 days, we have hit our enemy harder than they have ever been hit before.
Trump did not discuss his longer-term plans for Afghanistan. Greg Myrie, NPR News, Washington.
The legendary oil tycoon T. Boone Pickens has died. The billionaire American capitalist made his fortune drilling for oil and leading hostile takeovers of big oil companies. But later in life, Pickens became an outspoken advocate of renewable energy that included wind power. In one of his many memorable quotes, Pickens said in 2009, "I've been an oil man all my life, but this is one emergency we can't drill our way out of," end quote. In recent years, Pickens had a series of strokes and suffered what he called a Texas-sized fall. He reportedly was surrounded by family and friends when he died today in Dallas at the age of 91. A prominent climate change skeptic is leaving the White House staff. William Happer tried unsuccessfully to change the government's official conclusions about climate change. Here's NPR's Dan Charles.
William Happer is a scientist, a physicist. He's been on the faculty at Princeton University. In recent years, though, he's become better known for attacking other scientists who concluded that greenhouse emissions are warming the planet. He joined the White House staff about a year ago and tried to organize a critical review of the government's official position that climate change is likely to cause serious damage to the country. Happer worked for National Security Advisor John Bolton, who lost his White House job on Tuesday. According to a private organization that Happer set up, the CO2 Coalition, he will leave by the end of the week.
This is NPR. Federal investigators are on the scene of a cargo plane crash in Ohio that killed two people who were on board. Local media images show the aircraft in a ball of fire shortly after it crashed overnight on approach to the Toledo Express Airport after arriving from Texas. The Associated Press reports the plane struck several unoccupied vehicles. The fire has been extinguished. The Senate Judiciary Committee held a confirmation hearing today on a controversial Trump nominee to be a federal circuit court judge. NPR's Ryan Lucas reports progressive groups strongly oppose Stephen Menasche's nomination.
The president nominated Stephen Menasche to the influential Second Circuit Court in August for a lifetime appointment. Menasche served as acting general counsel for the Department of Education during the Trump administration before moving over to the White House counsel's office. A Stanford Law School graduate, Menasche clerked for Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito. The American Bar Association rates Menasche as well qualified. Progressive groups, however, oppose his nomination. They say he is a right-wing ideologue who holds extreme views on LGBTQ and women's rights issues, among others. They point to articles Menasche wrote in college and his work for the administration. At his confirmation hearing, Menasche largely deflected questions about his past writings and refused to answer questions about his administration work. Ryan Lucas, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average has gained 141 points since the open. It's up more than 0.5% at 27,051. The NASDAQ is up 0.8%. S&P is also up nearly 0.5%. This is NPR.